LBS.
We talk about the broad stripes and bright stars.
Yeah.
Liberties paid for in blood.
Oh.
Land of the free, home of the brave. We talk about the past like they were evil and we're immune. But we don't talk about the dark side of the moon. Racial lines that divide us, the dark side of the moon. Systems built to keep us down, the dark side of the moon. Come look in my city, see the dark side of the moon. Racial lines that divide us, the dark side of the moon. If you're gonna tell the truth, tell the whole truth.
What's good, y'all? I know it's been a while.
What up, what up?
I'm over here with my boy. My brother.
Yeah.
Almost said my boy.
It's all right. I would have accepted it, but
my brother, Aaron. Welcome to Lazarus Radio. I know it's been a while. We took a little break, mid-season break. We're about to hit y'all with the rest of the second part of season one. And it's gonna be good, y'all. Now, this episode right here, I've been waiting to do it for a while. It's my boy Aaron. I've known him for some years now. We met at church and we instantly grew close as soon as we started hanging out. And we saw that basically we're very much alike in a lot of ways. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? And we started chilling and we became brothers. This guy was like almost with me almost every day. You know what I mean? His
Good
wife
time,
was
man.
Getting
Good
tired
time.
Of seeing me.
Yeah, she was a little.
So we've been doing things together for a long time. And I remember when I came up with the idea to do Lazarus Radio. And to tell you the truth, most of the ideas that I got, the good ideas that I got, came from him. He came with a whole bunch of stuff. You know, he was telling me, yo, you should do this, you should do that. And he even wanted to be a part of the team.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, of course. Yo, you are a part of the team. You'd always be a part of Lazarus.
Facts.
Lazarus Radio, Lazarus Music. We ain't going to talk about Lazarus Music yet.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
for the future.
Yeah.
That ain't come yet.
A small glimpse.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
as much as you're getting right there.
So he was a major part of that. But at the time, you know, life happens, you know, slowed us down. I backslid. I fell. I was going through a lot and then COVID happened and you know what I mean? It was just a crazy, crazy season. So it slowed down Lazarus Radio and it also slowed him down because he had a great idea and he's been telling me about this idea for a long time.
Almost
well, guess what?
Now.
2 years now, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Yeah. Guess what? Now, real talk. Guess what? He's not only talking about it now, it is here.
God is good, brother.
God is good. And it's called, what is it called?
Armor Up.
I was going to say it, but I think it sounds better when you say it, bro.
I don't know. You think so? You try. Let's hear you.
Armor Up.
Yeah, I like it better when I say it.
But this Armor Up ministry brand that he came up with is so ill because he already has like an artistic mindset to a lot of things that he do. Even when you go over to his brother's house, like you see like his painting and his drawings on the wall. He draws like Marvel characters. He's into the Adam. He loves the Addams Family.
Yes,
he's a big fan of the Addams Family.
Yeah,
you see like
too much.
Yeah, you see Addams Family stuff all through his crib. And more importantly, the biggest thing I love about him, and this is real big for me, is the fact that he's an awesome father. You know what I mean?
Thank you, man.
He has three
four.
Boys.
Well, three.
Yeah three. And I was you
three
said
boys.
Four. I know it's four.
Yeah.
Come on, I gotta save
I mean,
the
you
princess
want
for last.
So you gotta
Stop
know,
it.
Right?
Come
right.
On. I gotta save the All princess right. for last. He has three boys, one girl.
Yep.
And I know that you've been thinking about doing this like for a while. I just want to know, does like. Because I know you have to have a big imagination, especially for the things that you do. You're also a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
I forgot to put that in. He's also my tattoo artist. He did my last two tattoos.
Yes, sir.
As well. You're
about a tattoo. 10 years now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I know you have to have a big imagination when it comes to stuff like that. You're an artist. You're coming out with this Armor Up brand slash ministry, and you're coming up with all of these arts and designs. Like, does having boys and their imaginations run wild in your house, does that help you?
I think it does. You know, I think what it really does for me, having three boys and now beautiful little girl running around the house, is I never knew how to target these skills that I was acquiring, you know. Mm-hmm. And the way I got into drawing really was, as a child, I was just super shy. Was not great at communicating. And mm-hmm. drawing kind of seemed to be the bridge in that for me, you know, to get me from here to there. And people kind of were just drawn to me, so it saved me from having to try to be social. But at the end of the day, there were so many things I was into: music, basketball, drawing, you know.
Right.
I didn't know how to use it all, and I didn't know which one I wanted to do, you know. And like, I'd go a month just putting mad effort into one, and then all of a sudden just come to a screeching halt with it and move on to the next thing. And I kind of did that constantly. And then I'd replay it back, you know. So everything that I've acquired kind of just has played this nonstop stop and go game for me, you know. So the kids actually, they help me to focus. You know, if I want to teach them how to draw comic characters or show them stuff, like, they're forever actually helping me refine my skills because I'm trying to teach them and show them.
It's a beautiful thing, because like, kids really do make us better.
Oh,
like in anything that we do, you know what
Absolutely,
I mean?
Man.
Even if you're an entrepreneur and you have like multiple businesses that you're running, like, just having kids does make it like a little better. You feel me?
Well,
like,
bro, that
they make you a better man. They make you like, I remember one time I was listening to this motivational speaker speaking, and he was like, how he is an entrepreneur and he owns like this business and stuff, and how his employees didn't really, they wasn't vibing with them. I guess they were, you know, they really didn't like him that much. But after he had his son, and he had his second son, right?
Yeah.
It's like they, dealing with his kids helped them be a better people person.
Makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it helped them like, be a better people person, and it made him a better man. So I know like, having kids does make you a better person. You grow into a better man.
Once you're more patient, you can communicate better with people.
Yeah.
You know, because you have, you're not.
Kids give you patience.
Yeah. You can tolerate more. And they do. Kids absolutely give you patience.
Facts.
Or you learn how to laugh at the inability to be patient.
You know what it is too? Another thing too, kids do give you though. Like, you can see yourself getting upset very quick. But with the kids, they do things, you can't get upset at them quick because they're kids. Number one, they're your kids. Number two, they're kids.
Or
right?
You're trying to discipline them. You're chuckling inside. And you're like trying not to.
But
show
it
that.
Also helps you on that, like when you're dealing with people, when they do stupid things, it helps you, you know what I'm saying? Kind of chuckle at that as well.
Yeah,
you're like,
tell
you know
you
what
a
mean?
Story too on that. Yeah.
Oh, you got one?
Nah, we'll leave it. We'll leave it for now. But yeah, I got more than one. That's
but
sure.
So I know you came up with this brand, you said 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So when you first started, what was the first, your first thought, like what it was going to be?
So honestly, it was crazy how it all came about. Right around the time I got baptized 2 years ago, the pastor's daughter came to me with a Armor of God coin, telling me, you know, it was kind of like a joke, like for whatever reason, she didn't know why, she needed to find this coin and give it to me. And the day she gave it to me, jokingly, she's like, here, happy birthday. Well, it actually was my birthday, for real.
And she didn't know that?
She didn't know that. So I actually took it truly as like, yo, the Holy Spirit just gave me a birthday gift. Like, and I really like...
Which is true. That's
exactly
what happened.
And I, to this day, believe that. Yeah. And brothers like yourself and a few others were just, you know, once it clicked, it was like, I didn't know what I wanted to do with it, but I knew I had to do something with it. And you guys kept saying to me, be patient, which is one of the hardest things for me to do, is be patient. I mean, I think most people in this day and age, it's hard. But I was patient and I stayed patient, and it was good because being patient allowed me to go through a couple storms, which in the time, You know, I didn't really see the significance of the storms that I was going through, but I realized that all that inability to find where I wanted it to really target or what I wanted to do with it, in that storm, I found clarity, truly. Like, when the storm cleared, it was, all right, I know what I want Armor Up to be. And it's taken a form of its own in a way. You know, I kind of jokingly actually started to brand hats with Armor Up, and I kind of honestly did that just.
No, let's not go there yet.
Oh, we're moving too quick. We're moving too quick.
You're going real far. So to reel it back a little bit.
Yeah, do that for me.
A little bit. I know that when I first met you, you had just got saved.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I want to hear that story. Like, who did God use? And you can put names out there.
Oh yeah, he won't mind anyways.
I know he wouldn't. That's why I asked you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because I know he's definitely this brother that you're about to speak of. He's definitely a pillar in our community.
Yeah,
a lot of people know him.
He's a kingdom voice.
He's kingdom voice. Shout out to Kingdom Voice Radio. Yep. It's I haven't caught all the episodes, but I have definitely watched three. I think
he's
two
doing
episodes,
his thing, man. Definitely.
And it's a dope radio show. It's different. The reason I love it is because this guy, like, you watch shows sometimes. You ever watch The Breakfast Club?
Mm,
yeah. And sometimes they like put topics up, and you know they're not even really about that, but they just have to do it because they have to please the audience.
True.
This guy, he's not into pleasing the audience, like. Directly what God puts on his heart,
yeah.
He speaks on that radio, and it's called Kingdom Voice for you guys that don't. And so, I'm gonna let you talk to him. His name is Brian, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian, real good brother. Yeah. I'm gonna let you talk about how God used him.
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of a testimony to a couple different things, because I just finally was done with a lot of things in life, and I finally gave up, and one day just said, you know, Lord, I don't know you, but I want to know you. And crazy enough, 3 days later, walking into a Walmart in Plaistow, New Hampshire, as I'm walking in, is this tall dude walking out. He had a red cap.
Hold on, what he's doing in Plaistow? He's supposed to be in Methuen.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Getting water for, what was it, Godman's, I think?
Yeah.
But nah, he walks past me. He goes, brother. And he points right at me. I don't know this guy for nothing, you know? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Jesus loves you.
Out of nowhere. He didn't even know you.
No, not at all. Just points at me and goes, Jesus loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him. I said, I know he does. And that just kicked it right there. We started talking, and, you know, really quick, what I think was only like 2 minutes felt like 20 minutes of just kicking it with a good friend. And I mean, literally 3 days after I told, you know, I asked Jesus to show me, you know, how to know him, he introduced me to Brian Mojica.
Uh-huh.
And that next Sunday, I was in church.
And
a month later, I got baptized.
You got baptized.
And 2 years later, I'm sitting here with you.
Hey.
So,
yo, those are the stories I like to hear, man, because, like, I don't mind hearing stories of people, you know, being healed and all that stuff. Like, I'm not downplaying healing, please. People had to put words in my mouth. I'm not downplaying. I more so enjoy hearing stories like that.
Yeah.
Because when you, especially, like, I know we're not going to go all the way deep into your testimony.
But yeah, at least not right now.
Yeah. I know that you went through a very, very difficult time in your past. Very difficult. Most people I know that went through that same thing isn't here anymore. It's, right?
Yeah.
And God sent one of his soldiers to meet you. At Walmart.
Yes, sir.
That particular night.
And I wasn't even supposed to go.
Was it night or day?
It was during the day. But I wasn't even supposed to go to Walmart at that time. I actually was supposed to pick my girlfriend up at her job. And I just instinctively, for some reason, took a left at the set of lights instead of taking the right. And just was like, you know what? I'm going to go get a drink. And was just going to Walmart. For real. That's how it all played out. And it was Brian.
There you go.
You know?
So definitely, everything was supposed to happen.
Absolutely.
So... that happens 2 months later. I mean, a month later, you got baptized. Two years later, here we are. But to stay in that specific time range, you came with the idea Armor Up, and you've been working on it for real long.
Yeah.
As long as I've known you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there were people telling you that you can't do it.
Yeah, many.
Don't put it out there.
Yep.
It's not going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that at first when you, because I remember you used to talk to me about these things.
A lot, actually.
And yeah. I know it affected you.
It did, because I was trying to learn.
It slowed you down a little bit, too.
Well, because I was trying to learn what was actually the Holy Spirit talking and the difference between somebody trying to tell me that the Holy Spirit told them to say this. You know, like, I think, not to get too much into something else, but, you know, when you come to the faith and you really accept Jesus into your life, you have to understand the Holy Spirit is a massive part that comes with the whole territory. But learning the difference between somebody telling you the Holy Spirit's telling them this and them just using that as a saying to say what they want to you, mm-hmm. like, you got to really know what the Holy Spirit sounds like when he's talking to you, mm-hmm. because people can definitely guide you
wrong. I think sometimes when people come up to you and, like, you know, even if you, like, you go to a church and you hear a pastor preaching a specific type of sermon, and if the sermon doesn't sit right with you, that doesn't mean that it's the Holy Spirit that's, like, making you feel uneasy.
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes when people come to you and tell you that the Holy Spirit said something, it's their emotions.
Right.
It's their own emotions, and they don't like, all right, babe, I'm going to tell you one thing right now, right? And I don't like this. This is something that really bugs me when I hear people say this, right? When people say you're too old to rap.
Mm.
Why are you too old to rap?
I mean, for real, though.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Celine Dion was in Vegas till she was 70.
Well, it's putting limitations on.
Exactly.
There's no reason to put a limitation on it.
If these people are out here, you got gospel singers that's like 80 still singing. Are they too old to sing?
Well, how old was 2 Chainz when he made it?
No, I understand that, but I'm just you.
No, you're right.
You're absolutely right. That's actually a great example.
He was like 32 or something.
No, when he got the deal, he was 38.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's good that you brought that up. My thing is that rap is a genre, right? R&B is a genre, right? Rock is a genre, right?
Yeah.
And there are people doing those and touring off of those at a real old age. But as soon as somebody still want to rap, they say, hey, you too old to rap. Like, you can't tell somebody they too old to rap. It's a genre. It's an art. I can rap till I'm 70 if I want to.
And nothing says you can't make it.
And if there's a group of 50 people that want to hear my music, I'm going to keep providing that music.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I hate it when people say, like, you're too old to rap. That's something, like, when I hear people say that, I just go the opposite way.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get into that topic because it's like, what are you trying to say?
But,
like,
I think that's the only value of limitations.
I feel like they're saying that, you know, when you hear nurseries, you know how they're for little kids, right? It's like, rap is just for little kids. Rap is like,
see why you think this.
There's an age gap for rap.
Right.
No, there's not an age gap. There's an age gap for what you speak about.
There's an age gap for skinny jeans.
I don't know about you. I look good. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I don't look good as Steve Jesus. But nah, there's not an age gap for rapping, bro. If you want to rap till you 50, rap till you 50. Yo, I Rakim was touring last year. Yeah. The year before, matter of fact.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? Rakim is like in his 50s. So it's like, there's still, when he goes to those concerts, they're not empty.
No, they're not.
Yeah. They're packed.
But that's the point. You know, I think we should actually enjoy limitations that people try to put on us, because if you have the right drive.
That's why I brought that up. When people come to you and tell you, oh, nah, don't do this, don't do that. Nah, dog, like, if you feel like you got to do it, bro.
Well, what
if you feel like God is empowering you to put something out and do something, do it. Don't let other people, because other people will always tell you that God told them to say this when it's their own emotion.
Yep.
Especially if they're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
If they're one of those very emotional people that gets bothered by everything, they're always going to tell you God told them to say, nah, that's you, brother. That's
so what
you,
we're sister. Talking about right now has definitely some play in what Armor Up as a ministry, a program, mm-hmm. is going to try to target. You know what I mean? Because, limitations are more somebody's opinion, mm-hmm. always, mm-hmm. or your own opinion on yourself. But, mm-hmm. you know, faith tells you there is no limitations, and we serve a God that makes the impossible possible. So how can we be limited? You know, we're only limited as far as we're willing to go.
Facts.
And
Facts.
We shouldn't give anybody the satisfaction of really stopping us mm-hmm. in our tracks. But I think that being said, there is understanding counsel, you know, and it's important to have the right people around you. And sometimes, yeah, obviously, I think everybody listening can agree they had one person or not in their life that they thought was counsel, and come to find out really that person wasn't guiding them. But nah, I think, you know, that's where we have to figure out discernment. Well, and
I think this whole topic right here, we can easily say that if you feel like you want to do something and there's other people telling you not to do it,
then do it.
Do it.
Especially if it's too.
I'm not telling y'all to go do something crazy out there. Talking about if it's something.
If it's motivational.
Motivational, something encouraging, yeah. Something inspiring. Powerful, inspiring.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And there's people telling you not to do it.
You got to wonder why.
You got to. Yeah, exactly. Why?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be out here selling drugs. I'm not going to be out here wilding out. I'm not going to be out here, you know what I'm saying? Misleading people, misleading children. Why you don't want me to do this? Because God told you to do it? For me not to do it? Like, come on.
Well, I don't know the exact saying, so I'm not going to quote it correctly or be able to tell you who said it, but basically paraphrasing the quote that, you know, if God gives you the vision, then it means it is possible. Mm. You know, you're not going to get that vision if it's not something you actually could make happen.
I hear you. This is the first segment, y'all. We'll definitely be right back. It was a good conversation, man. And we're going to talk more about Armor Up. And he was about to go into what it is now, and I was saving that for the second segment. And we're about to talk about what Armor Up is now and where you guys can at least find more information or maybe get some merch, right?
Yeah, everything's still in the works, but I'm sure here on Lazarus, you'll very much
I'll keep them updated.
Everything out
definitely
for me.
Definitely.
So
all right, y'all,
in the
we'll
meantime,
be definitely back. Lazarus Radio, Armor Up, we yes, are sir. Here. What's good, y'all? We are back in effect. Took a little break. Now we're here. At the end of this episode, I'm going to bless y'all with a song like I did last time. I don't know what song I'm going to play yet, but it's definitely, you know, Lazarus Radio is about Christian hip hop. It's about social justice issues in the world. It's about just basically promoting positivity. Promoting God above everything.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And I'm sorry, y'all. It's about promoting positivity over everything. And that's what we're going to do here. And that's why I got my brother Aaron here. And he's here to talk about
Armor Up.
Yo, forgive us. I have a cat, y'all.
It's and jumping over everything.
Everything right now. And she's just a wreck. Her name is Brooklyn. Most beautiful pet I've ever had, but she's a wreck.
She's
a wreck. She's all over the place. It's crazy. One time I came home from work, right? And I couldn't find her. And I was like, where is my cat? I looked in the bathroom. I looked in my bedroom. I looked in my living room. I even started checking the kitchen cabinets, right? And I just heard, meow. I'm like, what the heck? She was in my garbage basket. She was stuck in there. And I was like, how long were you stuck in there? I was gone for a whole 8-hour shift.
That's the question.
How long were you stuck in there for? But anyway, yo, back to...
I told you, we could sidestep
all day long. You're right. And we'll talk about that more, you know, maybe something in the future. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, man, I want to know about... about
Armor Up.
Like what is it now? What are you doing with it now? Because I'm looking on Facebook. I see all of these merches. I see the shirts. I see the hats. Yo, the hats are dope.
Appreciate that.
You feel me? You need to start making fitteds because I don't wear snapback.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I ain't the only one to say it too.
I'm gonna send you, what I'm gonna do is, right, I'm gonna buy a
fitted
mm-hmm.
with nothing on it.
All right.
And I'll just send it to you. And you got to put a dope logo on it for me.
Yeah, that's perfect, man.
Yeah. And I'd love to represent you because, to be honest, I wouldn't be here if not for you, bro.
Yeah.
Without your friendship, I don't think I'd be here right now. You know what I'm saying? Because even in our mess, and we were going through mess together. We still were able to keep each other up and love on each other. And I think that's what has really truly kept this, man.
Nah,
never giving up, never giving up. Listen, no matter, and I was just talking to him about that. Like, I hate it when people have difference of opinions. Like, one guy says this, the other guy says that, and all of a sudden they're not talking. Like, it's okay to have difference of opinion. It's okay to be a Republican and a Democrat and still be friends. It's okay to like Trump and not like Trump and still be friends. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone is not going to have the same style of thinking.
No.
We were all raised different in different households. We're going to all think different.
And I've always loved that.
Yeah.
Honestly, the difference of
but
opinion.
Me and you, we're not that much different.
No,
but there are things that me and you have always talked about and you felt different and I felt different about.
But we can easily say it to each other.
Yeah, man. Without even arguing.
Right.
Without saying, yo, I'm mad at you. How could you feel that way? How could you feel that way? What do you mean? You like freaking Fruit Loops. I like Frosted Flakes.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know,
right.
It'd be the dumbest things. People just don't talk to each other. Almond milk is better.
Yeah, it is. Great for my belly.
but yeah, though, so it kind of upsets me when I hear people get upset at things because they seem to have a difference of opinion. And I just sidetracked again.
No, actually, that wasn't quite a sidetrack. That
but
would be fun.
I want to know, Armor Up,
yeah,
like, what is it right now? Because it looks dope. The merches look dope.
Right.
And you just told me something before the show that you were planning on doing as well.
Yeah.
Let us know about these things real quick.
All right, so... Armor Up, the true idea and the true plan of Armor Up is actually to be a program. I'm a little hesitant to actually call it a ministry because I really kind of want it to be something that any ministry could facilitate and any church could actually host this program. I want it to ultimately be, you know, give or take a 4-month course. You know, nothing that's going to get you certified that you could put on a resume, but it'll definitely be something that will, you know, by the end of it, I hope will bless you and everybody around. You know, we're going to focus on each piece of the armor and break it down in order to the way that the Bible tells you to put the armor on.
I know it's probably not here by the mic. Can you get the thing that you read to me earlier?
I will. It's a rough draft, but I'll read it. I'll read it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's of course it's a rough draft.
It's the beginning.
Because it meant a lot to me when you read it to me.
All right.
And I wanted you, and what he's about to read is what he's saying is, this is what Armor Up is about. And he's about to express this to us. God, brother.
All right. People are not quick to forgive and even less likely to forgive themselves. With Jesus, you are forgiven. That instant. It's then we must put on the whole armor of God. Armor up, because our past will try and resurface and enemies will try and pull you back into the darkness, because the devil does not want to give you up. The mental attacks like guilt will come and the doubter will try and have a voice. But no matter, Jesus has forgiven you. It's now that you can display your will to become the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's our will to put on Christ. We are soldiers caught in a war. The devil already lost that war. So he will try and create minuscule battles to make us feel defeated. But with the Spirit, which is Christ, which is the armor, we do not need to fight. We can stand against all the wiles of the enemy, steadfast in the victory Jesus already obtained. So armor up, my brothers, my sisters, and God bless and Godspeed.
Armor up.
Not like too bad that. For a rough draft, though.
No, it's pretty good. You read it to me earlier, and it hit me. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So why Armor Up, though?
Well, the armor of God, man, it's so powerful. And I don't know, other than it's what caught me to everything, man. The idea of just really being able to get ready for battle, You know, everyday life is a battle. Everybody is out there struggling and fighting and clawing tooth and nail to get somewhere and to achieve something. And we're just forever being pulled back or feeling as though we are. And sometimes we don't realize we're our own worst enemy in that. And we succumb to the lies every day that the world is telling us. And at the end of the day, there is armor that we can put on. And it's broken down into pieces. And once, you know, I truly believe that we all, whether you've been baptized or you even know Jesus, we all actually have the Holy Spirit, in my opinion. I believe that's what your gut feeling is, or like a woman's intuition. I really believe that's the Holy Spirit. Just we haven't acknowledged it at that point. You know, that's the free gift that we got when Jesus sacrificed himself, along with, you know, just in general being saved. But we have to put the armor on. We have to choose to put it on.
So I know you got this armor up idea from the Bible. Where can we go in the Bible to see it?
Ephesians. Where in Ephesians 6:10 and through 18.
Oh, 10 to 18. So yeah. Ephesians 6:10 to 18?
Yeah, 6:10 to 18.
Okay, yep. Okay. I like that. You came ready, brother.
And it will tell you too the order and how you put it on, and there's a massive
purpose. You want to break down the order and what else?
Yeah, so it's you know, you start with the belt of truth. From there, it's the chest plate of righteousness. Then you got the boots of basically the preparation of the gospel, or the boots of peace. Then you have your shield of faith, which is spoken of to be really one of the most important pieces of the armor. Then your helmet of salvation, and then you have the sword of the Spirit, and then moving on, really lastly, in a way, is kind of what brought me to Armor Up's logo that I can't really show anybody right now, but I will. But it's two gauntlets praying. You know, it strikes me that we don't know of another piece of armor to it other than those six. But when it says at the end of the list, pray continuously and always, you know, it just kind of two and two came together. And that's what the logo is, you know, just gauntlets. Yeah, praying.
For those people that don't know what a gauntlet is,
armored gloves. Yep. So,
I like that.
Armor Up as a program, we're going to sit down and go through each piece of armor, and we're going to discuss it on a theological, biblical level, but we're going to talk about it psychologically. We're going to talk about it in real life applications. You know, when it comes to the belt of truth, you know, a belt, basically, it holds everything up from the center, which it makes sense why the belt would represent truth, you know. And truth, there are different forms of truth in a way, but truth is truth, you know. And we will go through truth of who you are in God's eyes, who you are meant to be. You know, I can't tell you what you're meant to do per se, but I can tell you who you're meant to be, you know, and that the enemy has lied to you. You know what I mean? And it doesn't even have to be me telling you, because the Bible tells you, you know, everything here will be something that, you know, it's sound doctrine. And at the end of the day, we're going to break down everything.
So I know you were talking to me about maybe a class, maybe, that you were going to put out there.
So it is going to happen. First class, it's looking like at this point is going to be October 1st. I got an amazing church, amazing pastors that want to back this up. You know, I don't want to quite jump onto a exact time that the class will be, which we can come back to that in another episode. But it will be in October. Will be the first
make
class.
Make sure you put it on Facebook Live.
Oh, it will be. There's going to be.
That's definitely where I'm going to be catching.
There's going to be a website for Armor Up, Facebook, Instagram. And I'm not big on asking.
This is getting good, bro.
No, like, I can't be great, wait bro. For this. Yo. It's going to be great.
I like this.
Because, well, I think when you come to Christ, or even if you haven't yet, you know, you pick up the Bible, and for a lot of people, it's a lot of words. You know, you think you're supposed to read the Bible like a story. Then you learn you're really supposed to break it down, you know, into chapters and the verses. And even trying to read it like that, it's hard to understand. And for myself, I started to read the Bible as if each piece, everything being said to me, either is the chest plate or the belt of truth or the sword or the boots. And I'll tell you what, man, I have never seen life the way I do now because of it. I mean, I can go to work with a smile on my face, no matter if it's 90 degrees in there. So, you know,
so
it's amazing.
I want to add. I want to ask you something.
Do it up. Do it up.
3 years ago, you wasn't saved.
No,
you was in a mess, right?
Deeply.
And I look at you now, right? You don't mind if we speak about your sobriety?
Do it up, bro.
Right?
Yeah. You can go back a little further if you really want to talk about it.
Nah, that's another show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I know you used to struggle with drugs.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And then
you had a lot of medical issues.
A lot of medical issues.
Yeah.
You were delivered from the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a little bit of medical issue.
Yeah, that. Yeah. For now, ain't going nowhere, but God's amazing. And God, it's like I don't have it.
Yeah. And I know that you were struggling with the drinking,
mm-hmm.
right? For a long time.
Yeah.
And I remember coming to you one day and I asked you, like, and I didn't even know you had stopped.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, so, because I know, because I would always ask you this and you'd just be like, nah, I'm slowing down. Right?
Yeah. Working on it, bro.
I'm working on it. And then out of nowhere, you was like, yo, I stopped. I was like, what? And now how long has it been?
3 months now.
3 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, God is amazing, y'all. I just want to tell y'all, I love the healing. Like, don't get it twisted, but I love the deliverance. The deliverance that he does when he brings you out of these dark places. Because you have to understand something. I used to be an alcoholic too. You know what I'm saying? And I know how that is. To be in that place. And me and Aaron, we were dealing with that.
We were.
He was if we got locked up, he was my Cody.
Yeah, facts.
You feel facts. Me? Because when I was in my darkest place, he was there. And he's the guy that helped lift me up.
But vice versa.
And vice versa. Yeah, we did that to each other. And when you said that, bro, it kind of made me want to like cry because I love you so much. And it's just to see that, you know, like you're like really taking that step. And then boom. Now you're working on armor up. You're like, yo, like I want to just praise God and just push the gospel. And I just love that, man. That hypes me up. I'm proud of you, bro. And I love you, man.
I love you, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. But more thank you for all the times that you really were there and still are. And never made me feel condemned. But
you know what I do with my friendships, and I don't know if you noticed that. I don't really get along with judgmental people. I don't get along with accusers. Mm. I don't get along with people that point fingers. Like my dad used to say all the time, you got one pointing at you, there's three pointing back at you.
Right.
And people never notice that. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't get along with those people. I really get along with people that are like non-judgmental. Listen, this is a judgment-free zone. I need mm-hmm. you to talk to me. Let me know what's going on. And we're going to rap about it. You feel
at
me?
All times.
At like all times. At all times.
Not get it twisted.
That's why I'm real close with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm real close with Dennis.
Yep.
I'm real close with Miguel. I'm real close with you. I'm real close with Rob. You know what I'm saying?
All amazing brothers.
All amazing brothers that I could say that plays an intricate part in me being here right now. You know, so.
And that's my same team too, bro.
Yeah. You know, we're here together. This circle is going to stay tight, but I just need you to know right now, because this moment is about you, bro, that you're doing great, bro. And sometimes when we move in life, we think that we're just doing things just to do it. You're a leader, bro. And what you're doing right now is helping me. It's helping a lot of other people believe that God exists.
Amen, man. And you know it's all to his glory, brother.
Love you, man.
I love you, brother.
Love you too, man. So, y'all, I want to, y'all hear about Armor Up.
Yeah.
I will definitely be keeping y'all updated. It's just starting. I think the ministry is dope. He has a lot of merch is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be coming out with the Armor Up Facebook page.
Yep.
He's also going to be hitting y'all with the Armor Up Instagram page. So, you can search for him on there and you'll see all the merches.
Yep.
And another thing too, this brother is going to be preaching soon.
Mm.
So look out for that. Look out for that. Look out for 10 weeks. Listen, look out for Minister Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
It got a little ring to it.
It does. I was like, yo, that actually sounds good. I'd rather say that than Armor Up. But listen.
Wow.
I leave you.
I like Armor Up. All right.
I leave you to that. But y'all, thank you for listening to this episode. We out here. Thank you. I'm back next week. I'll be coming in with another episode. I got my boy Ian Tongue that I'll be interviewing.
He's a great dude, right there.
Yeah, he is a good dude. He's a rapper. He's actually from out here where I'm at, but he lives on the other side of Mass. So he comes out here every once in a while. I remember I was chilling with him one time, and I'm gonna talk to him about that when he come on the show. I was chilling him one time, and I was in front of Jesus's ministry, leaving the streets, and this kid walks out and he sees him. He goes, "Yo, you the guy in the video that did that?" And then the kid knew all his songs. Wow. And I'm like, "Yo, bro, people really do know you out here." He goes, yeah, they know me. They know me, but it's not me. It's God. You know what I'm saying?
Great. So this past Saturday, I started my first class to become ordained and become a chaplain. Uh-huh. And I'm doing this Zoom meeting. And sure enough,
he's right there.
He is right there in the class with me. So
Both of you guys are going to be powerful out there. I'm telling you. All right, y'all. Listen, Armor Up. We are here.
Lazarus Radio.
We here, baby. Just want to say thank you for listening to us. You know what I always say? God saved Teddy. God saved Aaron.
Yeah.
He could definitely do the same for you.
That's a fact.
We armored up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Lazarus Radio. Walk with me, talk with me, holler at me.
God bless.
What up, y'all? I told y'all I was going to hit y'all with a song, right? So bust it. Next week, I'm interviewing my man, Ian Tongue. He's a lyricist from out here, from where I'm at in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And I'm interviewing him. So he blessed me with a track to hit y'all with before he comes on the show. So this is the track right here. It's called Dead Wrong. Listen, if you guys are 90s hip hop fans, this guy remixed Biggie's Dead Wrong. And he put a little God into it. Feel me? So check this out. Dead Wrong for my man, Ian Tongue. This is off his Transformers mixtape, so check it out.
Yeah, it's the Transformers once again. Ian Tongue with the Dead Wrong remix. About to give it up for the Most High. Come on, let's go. Said I'm weak but he's strong, gave me the strength to sing a song. If Christ ain't in your life, you're dead wrong. I said you weak but he's strong, gave you the strength to sing along. If Christ ain't in your life, you're dead wrong. Relax and take notes while I make the most of this Holy Ghost, folks. For the King of Glory, Lord of Hosts. Yes, Jesus is my savior, the scripture layer, the dragon slayer. Bow your heads and say the prayers. Hail Jesus, full of grace. Smack the devil in his face, send him back to his designated place. He got my back like the apostles in Acts. Funny with your money, worshiping wealth, you's a dummy. Chasing after paper as the devil takes ya. Deceive ya, decease ya, life is but a vapor. We here today and then we gone tomorrow. Facts are hard to swallow, but there's a way of truth for life that you should follow. Holla if your spirit's getting lifted. Holy Ghost to shake up, the congregation wake up. If you're a believer, raise your hands to Jesus. He will not forsake us, neither will he leave us. I'm living like fear don't affect me. I'm armored up correctly. Brought and thy staff comfort and protect me. This message is for grown folks and babies. I know my Jesus loved me, place no other God above thee. You wondering why I'm spitting script? Because the devil got to flee every single time he hear it. Christian soldier moving forward and I'm never turning back. Cause saints don't get down like that. Holy Ghost anointed, fill the room. Cleaning like a broom. Bring him back to life like Jesus walking out the tomb. Who you think you're dealing with? God upon me and his power, yes, I'm feeling it. Me and Jesus tight like coffee and green. Out of my belly, living waters flowing stream. Said I'm weak, but he's strong. Gave me the strength to sing a song. If Christ in it, your life, you're dead wrong. I said you're weak, but he's strong. Gave you the strength to sing along. If Christ in it, your life, you're dead wrong. In seven different directions, your enemies will flee. The resurrection's a lesson, a blessing for those who were tested. I'm stressing this message cause your message is messing you up. When all you gotta do is say yes to Yeshua, what up? A double-edged sword, dividing joy from arrow. Commanding authority like Moses approaching Pharaoh. Let my people go, or I'll divide the Red Sea and then upon you let it go. Engulfed in waters or engulfed in flames, like Elijah with the prophets of Baal. This ain't a game, my words above my name. If I said it, then
and I'll do it. I'm not a man that I should lie, and every time I prove it, my word shall not return to me void. For I have created the waste to destroy, so no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Original Godfather, I am not a mob set. I'm weak but he's strong, gave me the strength to sing a song. If Christ in it, your life, you're dead wrong. I said you're weak but he's strong, gave you the strength to sing along. If Christ in it, your life, you're dead wrong. Said I'm weak but he's strong, gave me the strength to sing a song. If Christ in it, your life, you're dead wrong. I said you're weak but he's strong, gave you the strength to sing along. If Christ in it, your life, you're dead wrong.